Chapter 2. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. She imagined how the newspaper would read, where the press, the tabloid at first, had labeled him the mind killer, but where she only knew him as Mark Sawyer. She adjusted in her bed once again, as she couldn't seem to get comfortable. She realized she was getting all worked up, something she did for the last year with due reason, but something she knew would go away, and kept reminding herself today was the first day of the process. Seeing someone die was something she had felt prepared for. The disturbing part, probably the part that now caused her to twist about in her bed, the part that caused her closure not to come, not after a drink, not after talking to Jack, not after a good night's sleep, was where the murderer, the so-called mind killer, accepted his own death without fear, without asking for forgiveness the way Sean Penn did. Why, she asked herself, why did he not have remorse? Using his power, he killed many people and physically killed 11 innocent young women and an unborn baby. Who really knew how many more murders that were closed and documented as mere accidents? Thousands, maybe. Lori relaxed for a moment. Her thoughts drifted to being Mary for the last time, the night before, across the country to Richmond, Virginia. Jack had talked enough about the good old days, and he was beginning to suspect that his longtime friend, Ralph Stouffer, his loyal partner, was getting bored. Jack was more interested in recruiting her for the future of fighting injustice. It was a late dinner. The steakhouse in downtown Richmond was excellent, quiet, with an air of history as well. The most famous celebrity could come in and be guaranteed that no one would bother them. Nobody paid attention enough to know who was there, and the lights were dim enough not to notice. The celebrity in the house might have been the Attorney General Jack Rooker, but tonight, it was Mary Morgan. Even the VIP greeting hostess recognized her, noted Ralph, even before she recognized Jack. Jack knowing that more people might recognize him, but today, she was the person the country knew. She was becoming Lori Philbus, as the world would know her now. Or, if planned right, the world wouldn't know her. She had endured a lengthy investigation, started by her from the death of a local businessman, two very public trials, a sentence of death, and a horrific electrocution of what was now a convicted, sentenced, famous, and dead murderer. She had been strong. She had been part of the first trial and a careful observer of the second trial. She was also in the observation room for the execution. It was a team effort, but the catalyst was Mary. She was obviously motivated and was meticulous with the facts. Jack sat impressed as Ralph was sharing details of the case. Mary, becoming Lori, had two drinks so far, something Jack always kept track of while at dinner. Ralph was still focused on his lifelong passion of establishing new case law, which was the work he had done for the last 40 years. Jack let the rehashing of what everyone already knew about the case go for a while, and would interrupt with future-looking comments instead of the past, which is where Ralph was, and where he always seemed to go after a big case was closed. Jack Rooker had lived a life of precision, always curtailed his emotions from getting the best of his judgment. Others would disagree, but Jack knew his actions, even those actions that others thought were emotions, were calculated, exact, purposeful responses to move the situation forward. Maximize the future value, as he would say often during critical, problematic events. The situation always changed, but the planning, option review, and actions never were missed. Never, he thought to himself again. His purpose this night was to comfort this soon-to-be lawyer for her efforts towards the truth over the last year. The execution of another human being would get to her, and Jack knew the healing process started tonight. That is why he set up this celebration. not celebrating the killing of another human, but the prevention of the killing of others. Jack didn't think of the dinner. Angela did. As Jack's assistant, Angela knew Jack better than he knew himself. She was one of the only people that he really respected, as Angela was always one step ahead, and Mary was similar. Both women were impressive and a little mysterious, as they were both difficult to predict, even for the newly appointed Attorney General of the United States.